chapter 17, chapter 18, and chapter 27, to read one verse from each of these chapters. In Proverbs 17, I'd like to read verse 17. A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. In Proverbs 18, verse 24, man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Then in Proverbs 27, verse 9, ointment and perfume rejoice the heart, so doth the sweetness of a man's friend by hearty counsel. Each of these verses, as you can see, speaks of the value of a friend. In Proverbs 17 and verse 17, the verse we read there, we read of the constancy of a friend's love. A friend loveth at all times. In Proverbs 18 and 24, we read of the faithfulness, the dependability, and the closeness of a friend. There is a friend that sticketh. The stick is to attach and to adhere. That sticketh closer than a brother. And in Proverbs 27 and verse 9, we read of the pleasantness, the delightfulness, and the gratification of a friend. We read of the sweetness of a friend. Now, each of these verses are true concerning our earthly friends. And anyone who has friends, and if he knows this to be true by experience, and if you don't have friends, I would again remind you of Proverbs 18:24, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. If you don't have any friends, you need to look in the mirror. But that's not the message this morning. But these statements about friends in each of these verses, they're all true concerning earthly friends, but they're even more true concerning a heavenly friend by the name of Jesus. The Shulamite woman in Song of Solomon chapter 5 gave a description to the daughters of Jerusalem of her bridegroom. And she summed up her description to the daughters of Jerusalem by saying, "This is my beloved. This is my friend. This is my beloved. This is my friend." The one she was describing was Christ. I ask you today, can you say that of Christ? This is my beloved. This is my friend. As you read the scriptures concerning Jesus Christ, as you read through the Gospels, and as you read through the Word of God and you see Christ everywhere, can you say, "This is my beloved. This is my friend"? You see, a friend is one of the greatest blessings upon earth. And I'm talking about an earthly friend is one of the greatest blessings upon earth. But the friend we're talking about far, far surpasses any earthly friend. We know that the world can be a place of sorrow. The world can be dark. It can be lonely. It can be a very disappointing place. We also know what a difference a friend can make. And what a difference Jesus Christ does make. So, I want to speak this morning on what a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. And I hope that you can go from here with the assurance that and be able to say concerning Christ, this is my friend. I hope you know something by personal experience of the constancy of His love. I hope you know by personal experience His faithfulness, His dependability, and the closeness of such a friend as Jesus Christ. And I hope that you know by personal experience the sweetness of His friendship. But I want to show you today how that this is a friend that excels all others. And if you do not know Him as your friend, I pray that you will come to know Him as such today. Because I want you to know this, if you do not know Him as your friend, you are His enemy. The only friends that the Lord Jesus Christ has are reconciled enemies. The only friends He has. But oh, what a blessing to be able to say, this is my friend, Jesus Christ. As long as I can say that, as long as I can know that, I've got everything. This is my friend. The Lord Jesus Christ is a friend who has fully demonstrated His friendship. That's what friends do. Friends are more than just saying, this is my friend. Friends demonstrate their friendship. Jesus Christ has demonstrated His friendship. We are also to be friends of Him. That is, we are to demonstrate our friendship to Him. But man, when you think about it, his friendship is demonstrated by our needs. Man is the most needy of all creatures on God's earth. There's no one, there is nothing more needy than man. And the reason for that is because man is a sinner. Because man has a soul. No one more needy than sinful man. There is no need so great than that of sinners. You take poverty, hunger, thirst, sickness. All of these are great needs. But none of them compare to the need of a sinner. None of them compare to the need of a lost sinner. Because you see, sinners need forgiveness. And sinners are unable to provide that forgiveness. Sinners need deliverance. They need deliverance from sin. They need deliverance from Satan. They need deliverance from the grave. But sinners are unable to bring about this deliverance. They need to be delivered. Sinners need life, and they are unable to attain it. Sinners need reconciliation, and they cannot bring it about of themselves. Sinners need cleansing, and yet they cannot cleanse themselves from the plague of their sin. No one more needy, no one in more debt than a sinner, than a lost sinner. And we could have never freed ourselves from the bondage that we were in. We could have never freed ourselves from the load of liabilities that we had. But we had a friend. We had a friend in Jesus Christ We were still his enemies. But we had an unknown friend in Jesus Christ who undertook to help us. And what Jesus Christ has done for the needy sinner is the grand proof of his friendship. It is the grand proof that he is my friend. Never was there such acts of kindness as Jesus. Jesus was kind to us when you and I cared nothing for him and when we were living in enmity toward him. No one has exercised more self-denial than Jesus Christ. Jesus has demonstrated his friendship by helping us. He has demonstrated his friendship by taking upon himself flesh for us. He saw us fall into the depths of sin. He saw us fall into the misery. And when we fell, he undertook. He undertook to bring us out of sin. He undertook to bring us out of the misery. He undertook to cleanse us from all sin and to clothe us in his righteousness and to eventually bring us safely home. What a friend we have in Jesus. 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 9, Paul said, "Ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be made rich." He who was God himself, he who was equal with the Father, laid aside for a period of time his eternal glory and took upon him the form of a man and became a man. For our sakes, he lived on this earth for 33 years. He who knew no sin, he who was repulsed by sin, came for you and I and lived in this sinful world for 33 years. And he was despised and he was rejected by men and women. He was a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. Through it all, he was the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But you see, for me, the King of Kings, for me, the Lord of Lords, came to this earth and had no place to lay his head. He who owned it all, for me, had no place to lay his head. For me, he suffered weariness. He who knew no weariness became flesh, and for me, suffered weariness. And for me, suffered hunger and thirst and poverty. He did it all for me. While I was his enemy. Oh, what a friend that we have in Jesus. Though he was innocent. Though he was without fault. For me, he allowed himself to be condemned. He who was innocent allowed himself to be condemned for me. He who was innocent allowed himself to be found guilty for me. Though he was without sin, he was made sin by taking our sins upon himself. And for you and I, he voluntarily made atonement for our sins. He knew nothing. He knew that nothing but the sacrifice of himself could ever make peace between myself and a holy God. So he laid down his life and paid the price of my redemption. He died that I could live. That's a friend. He died that I could live. He suffered that I would one day reign with Him. He bore my shame in order that one day I would receive His glory. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. I mean, you go to the cross and you sit there at the foot of the cross and you behold Him dying in your stead. You behold those nail-pierced hands and those nail-pierced feet. You behold them by faith. You behold His thorn-crowned brow. You behold His agony. You listen to His sighs and the groans in His death. What a friend! Because it was all for us. Jesus said, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." But you see, Jesus gave greater evidence, because Jesus did not lay down His life for His friends. He laid down His life for His enemies. Jesus had no friends. He had enemies. And He laid down His life for His enemies. For when we were yet the enemies of God, He reconciled us by the death of His Son. It was while we were enemies that God commendeth His love toward us. It was while we were yet sinners that Christ died for us. Such a friendship as this passes understanding. It passes understanding. No one was ever so exalted as Jesus Christ. And no one ever stooped so low as Jesus Christ. And He did it all for me. No one has stooped so low. It's why it breaks my heart and just makes me sick when people choose earthly friends over the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no greater friend than Christ. No one ever paid so much as Jesus. No one ever endured so much to do good for others as Him. Oh, what a friend we have in Christ. Right now, He is interceding in heaven for me. Right now, He sits at the right hand of God as my advocate, the Father. He knows all about my imperfections. He knows all about my sin. He knows all about our imperfect service. Every bit of service that we've ever done for the Lord falls short. He knows all about our imperfect sacrifices. He knows all about our imperfect prayers. But He's such a friend that He takes all of those imperfect services. He takes all those imperfect sacrifices and those imperfect prayers, and He presents them to the Father for us so that they can be accepted. There is no greater friend than Jesus Christ. He has the power to meet our needs. There's no stronger friend than Christ. Many have a desire to do us good, but they do not have the ability. They do not have the power. They may even feel for the sorrows of others. And they might even gladly relieve our sorrows if they could. That's a friend. They can weep with their friends in distress, but they can't take the distress away. But you see, Jesus is God. He has all power in heaven and in earth. And as such, He has power to save. He has power to pardon the chief of sinners. He can deliver the sinner from their burdens. He can wash away the vilest stains of wickedness. He can make a man whiter than snow. And this He has done for me. That's a friend. He can clothe an unrighteous sinner in His everlasting righteousness. And this He has done for me. He can convert the hardest of hearts. He can create in them a new spirit. And this He has done for me. He is able to preserve. He is able to give grace to overcome the world. He is able to give grace to overcome the flesh and the devil. He can lead us safely in spite of every temptation, every circumstance, every situation. He is there and He's ready to lead us and show us the way. I'm telling you, there's no such friend as Jesus Christ. He can carry us, and He does. He is both willing and He is able. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. He has everything to meet our needs. He has riches that are unsearchable. We read that in Ephesians 3 and verse 8. He gives us the best of gifts. He has never given me anything bad. Never. He always gives the best of gifts. If He sends a sickness, if He sends trial, if He sends tribulation, He only does so because that is what is best for me. He is a friend. He gives us that which money cannot buy. Everything that the Lord Jesus Christ has given you, money cannot buy. There's not enough money to buy it. He gives us life. He gives us peace in adversity. He gives us patience, endurance in tribulation. He gives us joy in sorrow. He gives us hope in death. This is a friend, Jesus Christ. He is a loving friend. He's always loving. His love radiates in everything He does. His love radiates when, first of all, when He received us as sinners. When I came to Him, He did not refuse me. He never has, and He never will. That's a friend. We have had earthly friends that have refused us. We have had earthly friends that we could not come to. But you see, Jesus has never turned us away. What a friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. Though our sins were more in number than the stars of heaven, and though He had every reason, and though He had every right to turn us away, He didn't. Though we had nothing to offer Him, He did not turn us away. Your earthly friends usually have something to offer you. Two sides to friendship. But we're talking about a friend now. there was only one side to this friendship. In its beginning, there was only one side to this friendship. It was all him. No one else would have ever been your friend. No one else would continue to be our friend if they knew what he knew. There is no such friend as Jesus Christ. And what's wonderful, when we came to him, he was ready to receive us. He was ready to give us peace. He was ready to give us pardon. And he was not ashamed to be a friend to me. That is a mystery. How an innocent, holy God can receive a sinner and not be ashamed to call us friends. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. You think of all the ways that he's dealt with us through the years and demonstrates his friendship. He is very patient. There is no one more patient than the Lord. Though our conduct often is provoking, he's patient. His ear is open to my cries. He is our escape in the time of temptation. He is our comfort in the time of trouble. He feels our sorrows. He carries our griefs. He supplies our daily needs. He sustains us. He loves us at all times. He loved us when we fell in Adam. He loved us when we came forth from the womb, speaking lies. He loved us when we hated him. He loved us when we cursed his name. He loved us when we would have nothing to do with him. He loved us when we were in spite of all of our sins. And he loves us perfectly and immutably. It is a love that does not change. He loves us forever. That means there was never a time when Jesus began to love me. He loved me with an everlasting love. It had no beginning, and it had no end. And the only reason that he loved us is in himself. There is no reason in us. It's only because he wanted to. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. Never was there a friend so real. Never was there a friend so true. Never was there a friend so loving. Don't ever compare any human love to the love of the Lord. There's nothing that can compare. Never was there so loving a friend as Jesus Christ. He always does us good and never evil. He's always a wise friend. He never errs in his counsel. Never does. You may go to a friend for advice. You may go to a friend for counsel. And if he or she is a true friend, they are not going to give you counsel that's going to hurt you on purpose. But because they are human, they may give you bad advice. They may give you bad counsel. They may give you counsel that if you follow it, it will ruin you. Oh, if they're a friend, they don't mean to. But they do. But the Lord has never erred in the counsel He has given. He often leads. Earthly friends will often lead their friends into trouble when He's trying to help them. An earthly friend can be trying to help you and lead you more deeply into trouble. It's never so of the Lord. His friendship is always wise. It's always prudent. He'll always tell you what you need to hear. That's a friend. An earthly friend will not tell you what you want to hear. An earthly friend will tell you what you need to hear. And that is true of the Lord also. You see, if the only friends you want are those who tell you what you want to hear, you're self-centered. And you don't want a friend. You just want someone to exalt you. This is a friend that makes no mistakes. He makes no mistakes. He makes no mistakes in managing our affairs. In fact, He tells us, you bring all your affairs to Me, I'll take care of them all, and He'll make no mistake. And yet, when you and I fail to trust Him, and we trust everything but Him, He doesn't just throw up His hands and say, that's it, I've had it. That's what we would do. That's what every one of us would do if we had to put up with what the Lord puts up with. But He just remains a friend. He never leads astray. Never was our friend so wise and so prudent as the Lord. Everything He does, everything He gives us, everything He takes away is for our benefit. It's always so. He gives us all the poverty that we need. I don't need poverty. Yes, you do. We all do. And He gives us all the poverty we need. And He gives us all the wealth we need also. That's a friend. He gives us all the sickness that we need. And He gives us all the health that we need as well. He gives us all the sorrow that we need. And He gives us all the joy that we require. He gives us all the pain that we need. And He gives us all the comfort that we need as well. Oh, what a friend we have in the Lord. There is no greater friend. He is a tried and proven friend. He has proved His friendship every single day. There is not a day that goes by that He does not prove His friendship. There is not a moment that goes by that He does not prove His friendship. And over and over and over again, you and I have tried Him, and every single time, proves Himself to be a friend. He has been a tried and proven friend, both to the rich and to the poor. When it seems like you have everything you need, He's there as your friend. When it seems like everything has been taken away, He's there as your friend. He's a tried and proven friend. He is a tried and proven friend both to the healthy and to the sick. He is a friend. He is a tried and proven friend to the learned. He is a tried and proven friend to the unlearned. He is a tried and proven friend to masters and the servants. Whatever our station in life is, if we're a child of God, He is a tried and proven friend. But can you look at Him today and say, "This is my friend. This is my friend." Oh, how many times the world claims to be our friends, and they say, "Oh, if you only compromise here, we need to stand up, we need to point to Christ, and we need to say, this is my friend. This is my friend. He's the one that I'll stand with." You know, United States of America, and I probably shouldn't even go here, or get off on something else. We are so concerned with who likes us. Oh, they don't like us. Now, our enemies, terrorists, they have come out, many of them said they hope that Barack Obama is elected as president. And the idiots, excuse that word, the idiots in this country say, "Oh, isn't that wonderful? If we elect him, they'll like us." Stupidity. Now, that's off the subject. But we have a friend. And we need to, in the face of enemies, we need to point to Jesus Christ and say, "This is my friend. He's my friend." When your family doesn't understand why you put the Lord first, "This is my friend. I have no greater friend than Christ. To whomsoever he has been a friend, he has been tried and he has been proven." I don't know how many names are in the Lamb's Book of Life. It contains the names of an innumerable people of every kindred and tongue. But I do know this, that Jesus Christ is a proven and tried friend to every name in that book. He's a friend. He is an unfailing and present friend. The saddest part of all good things on earth is the end. There's an instability. Riches make themselves wings and fly away. Youth is but for a few years, it's gone. Strength of body soon decays. Strength of mind and intellect can decay. So on this earth, all is perishing. On this earth, all is fading. On this earth, all is passing away. But there is an exception. And that, of course, is the Lord. This is a friendship that never ends. There is no fickleness about this friendship. We have lost many friends through the years because of stands that we had to take for the truth's sake. And friends deserted us. Does that sadden me? Yes. Do I regret it? No. Because this is my friend. We have had many friends that are no longer here. They've gone on to be with glory, to be in glory. Do we miss them? Yes. You see, all earthly friendships here have partings. They have separations and disappointments and bereavements. But oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. We'll never be separated from Him. In closing, there is no salvation were it not for this friend. There would be no forgiveness were it not for this friend. There would be no redemption. There would be none of the blessings of salvation without this friend. Do you know Him today as a friend? Can you read of Christ and say, "This is my friend"? Do you know that by personal experience? The friendship of Jesus Christ. If He is your friend, you can honestly say, "Yes, I know Him. I have personally experienced Him. I know He's my friend." How can you offend such a friend without it breaking your heart? You know, you say something and you perhaps said it wrong, or you didn't mean to say it, and you go to bed at night and you said it to a friend and you know they might have taken it wrong, and you stay up all night worrying about that thing until you can apologize. Yet it doesn't bother us near as bad when we offend the best friend we've ever had, Jesus Christ. How can you be cold and indifferent towards such a friend? How can you turn away from such a friend? How can you not love such a friend with all your heart? How can you put anybody ahead of this friend? How can you put anything ahead of this friend? You know, I just hate when certain things happen, you know, certain events come up, and you know that somebody's going to get their feelings hurt. They're going to get offended. Because we're going to choose the Lord over them. How can you do anything else? Why would you want to do anything else? Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. I thank God for every earthly friend that I have, and I feel that I've been blessed of God greatly with friends through the years. But I've never had a friend like Jesus Christ. Never had. And we need to thank Him every day. I mean, when was the last time you just thanked God for being a friend? No one else could ever be such a friend. Do you know Him today? Brother Larry, if you'd come and lead us in a verse of song. Let's all stand, Brother Larry.